Het staat het in Manchester, hij eert of zijn pedal het geheim wordt gebannen.
Schuster Ela. When Menachem David asked me to speak and started Eretz away, I thought, now I've really got a good excuse to speak about rivers. Since I think today's daf, if I'm not mistaken, is the last daf of Ezen Eshech. So I thought we'll be something topical with Siyat Yishmaya. The last mission in Ezen Eshech says like this. Reb Shimon Oymer Yesh Rivers Tavorim Layim Eloita Ki Bo Ish Pleini Mimokim Pleini. And the Gemara brings Tanya Reb Shimon Benichai Imim Menayin Lenoishim Bechaver Imone Vein Rogil Haidim Leisholim Sheosel Haidim Leisholim Tam Lima Neshech Koldova Sheishoch Afilu Diba Osa. So this Mishnah and the Braisa, this is the Mekor of what's known as Rivers Tavorim. So before we go into the details of Rebbe's Dvarim, let's present a few shailas, which are very common, and let's see if we can get some clarity, or at least know what we have clear and what we don't have clear. So the first shaila is, what exactly is the malve? Sorry, somebody who's borrowed money a loive, what exactly is he allowed to say to his malve? Can he say thank you? What about the following shaila? Can the loive update the malve every week on how his business is going? He comes to the malve with a real sob story. His business is going down the hill. And he needs a loan to get him out of the mud. And the malve very generously lends him £100,000. And Baruch Hashem, business picks up. So every Erev Chodesh, the Lev wants to know, can you call up the Malva and tell him how his business is doing? The Malva will feel good that he's helped him out, he's helped his business out. Is that allowed? What about the following Shaila? The Lev comes to the Malva and says, do you know what? Really, I would give you a Geshmakish Geach. The Torah says I'm not allowed to. Is that allowed or not? So long, long as Invo state, and see if we can get some clarity here. So the Mishnah says, Reb Shimon Oymer, Yesh Rebis Devarim Lo Yemeh Lo Yitaki Bo Ish Pleini Mokim Pleini. There's Rebis with words, and that is, the Malve can't say to the Loive, the one who lent money, can't say to the one who borrowed money, let me know if somebody comes. So there's two Pshatim in the Mepharshim, what exactly is the Rebbe's Devarim here. So one pshat is that the actual fact that the one who lent the money feels that he's got in the position of authority to tell the lever what to do. Because I lend you money, now I feel that I can command him around, that is the Rebbe's. The Rambam adds a few words into the Mishnah and he explains that the Malva is telling the lever that when check out if Reuven is coming, and if Reuven come, I want you to please host him. So the Beis Yosef asks that if the Leiva is going to host him, then he's paying out money, it's going to cost him, so it should be Reuven's mom, and he's costing him money, it's not just Reuven's Tavarim. So the Taz explains, no, that's the normal way. If somebody comes to town and you host them, then the normal derech is to host them, so the paying out money you would have done anyway. The Lashon of the Taz is Afa Pishu Hoy Oise came Atma, the borrower would have done it anyway. Vein Karibis Momon, Mikomoke, Ma Loi Leze, Shi Tzave Oze. Why does the mother feel that like he has a right to tell the lever what to do? Elevad Isemich Al Shu Levishalai, Lavribis Dvarn, Shemetzavalov Dvarn Bishvil Halva. The fact that he feels that he's got a right to tell the lever what to do, that is Rebbe's Tavarim. So that's one form of Rebbe's Tavarim, which Rebbe Moshe Shtenbach has the following shaila. Somebody's Baal Tshuva is progressing on his way to becoming Shema Terah Mitzvahs, and he needed a loan, and he came to someone and he said, I'll lend you money, I'm an ass, you keep all the mitzvahs. No more cutting corners anymore, across the board. So, you'd have to know here if you'd have the issa of Ribbis Tavarim, because often he'll tell him things which may be a chumrah, or not make a din, and he only feels he's got a right to tell him because he lent him money. So you can't say he's mukhif to do it anyway if it's only a chumrah, so you'd have to be very careful here whether that the malva won't be Avon Ribbis Tavarim. That's the first pshat in this Mishnah. The second pshat is Daki Boish Pleini, is the fact that the lover is going to go out of his way to keep an eye out to see if this person is coming in order to update the malva when he arrives. The fact that the lover puts himself out and he wouldn't have done it anyway, Luteva Samalva, that is Ribbis. So a very common shaila could be the one who borrowed £1,000, he's come to pay back, and the money he has to pay back is fives and tens and twenties, and it's a lot of loose change. So he wants to go to change it for fifties, but he's not going to find £1,000, £50 notes anyway, so I have to go out of his way, especially to find somebody who will have £1,000 and £50 notes in order to pay back the malveh. L'chol I'll be also, because the lever has been tereach, l'teva samalve, and would not be allowed. If the malve is really desperate for his 50s, well, it can pay the lever for the tereach involved in changing it. But for the lever stamped to be tereach, to point himself out, for the malve, it will be also. That's the Mishnah. The Gemara says, Tanya b'shem ben yichai oime, minay l'neshe b'chaveir amone, he doesn't usually greet him, doesn't wish him shalom in the morning. He's not allowed to go and greet him. The Pasuk uses the lashon of neshech kol dova, so the expression kol dova afilu diba asa, even a word of ribbis is asa. So here we have another form of ribbis. It's not that the malve is telling the lever what to do. It's not the lever is putting himself out. It's the fact that he's greeting him and magnum shalom, that is the ribbis dvarim. So we need to understand what exactly is included in this issa to be magnum lo shalom. But before we go into the agdara, just a few dinim. M'mfarsh madaik various halachas from this Gemara. First of all, the Gemara says very clearly, "Ve'einu rogel l'haidim le'sholim." He's not usually makdim sholim. But if it's a person, who, type of person who greets everyone who crosses his path, or even if he doesn't greet everyone, but now that they've lent money, so now they know each other, and now he greets them like anyone he knows, then that'll be a mutter. The issa is only when he's doing it only because he owes him money. Another prat, the Mefarshim of Madaik, says in the Gemara, Noisha Bechaviri, only if he still owes him money. The Marikash, one of the Eli Achornim, is Madaik, that once he's paid back the Chayiv, there's no Issa Ribbis Tavarim. Once he's paid off the Chayiv, he can greet him. Any Issurim, which is also Ribbis Tavarim, is Mutter once he's paid back the Chayiv.
Say thank you.
Say thank you once. So thank you is debatable, because the Shulchan Aruch Rav says like this. Shulchan Aruch says, if I have an issa of Ribbis Tavarim, how do I ever ask somebody for a loan? If I go and ask somebody for a loan, how can I make sure I'm not going to be over on an issa of Ribbis Tavarim when I'm asking for a loan? So the Rosh on Shulchan Aruch Rav is, v'mreitze levakish mimenu shi'alveyu v'shi'avriach le'zman, he wants more time to pay off the loan. Yivakish mimenu b'divri tachnunim b'lvad, v'lo b'divri shvach v'kilos. He can say how much it means to you, but don't tell him that you're the biggest tzaddik, imamish, rashke behag, v'chulu. But I don't know, what's the problem with Shulchan Aruch Rav? It's muktemes, he hasn't borrowed the money yet. If we say the whole issa of Ribbis Tavarim is only when he owes him the money, what's the problem with Shulchan Aruch Rav? He hasn't borrowed the money yet. So Vayis says on Shulchan Aruch Rav that if you're speaking about the loan, it won't help that it's before or after the payment. So if you want to be mad, Imlay Shalom, you're not talking about the loan, then it'll be mutter. But to say thank you, l'chair is thank you for the loan. What else do you think thank you for? L'chair, I should be also. I had a bit of a problem with this, because one of the Svarim Ribbis, which is top of the line, is Chavetz Binyamin, son of the Baal HaShulchan, greater is Talmud Chacham. So in his Sefer, he quotes from a Maror Torah that after Tichtei Dibur, you can say thank you. But I didn't understand this, because thank you, like he's saying, is thank you for the loan. So what's the help after Tichtei Dibur? So my only prayer is that we're going to see thank you itself is a bit of an idden, so maybe after the Dibur, the tzir for the two things, maybe that's why he's makel. So yeah, he does say that after take Dibur, then you can say thank you. Well, if the malveh, so we're going back to the aloch of you're not allowed to be makim sholem to the malveh, why is the malveh greeted the leveh? Is the leveh allowed to retain the greetings? That's poshut. This mutter, the Gemara says, the leveh is not allowed to be makim sholem to the malveh. Once the malveh has greeted him, he's definitely allowed to retain his greeting. And the Mepharshim even speak out that in the Haimash Yiddish, when somebody wishes you a good morning, you moisif, you add the extra brachas, a good morning, a good yo. That's also mutter. That's the derech of somebody who greets you, you moisif on the bracha back. So far, Rashtik Klo in Halacha that is not allowed is to be Magdim Sholem.
Family members, is that the same? Family members,
so if you would greet them anyway, then it's okay. If it's a family member that you don't usually greet, then it's almost not so motzi, but maybe it's more motzi, more weiter Mishpachas. You don't know them personally, you don't definitely greet them. Now they've lent you money, so you have to judge, is it because they've lent you money, or is it now because now it's drained my family circle? You have to weigh up each time. The lashon of the Rambam is the koshkin shosel lekalsi. You're not allowed to praise the malveh. As shochan ocher as moisif ulehoidois ulehachzik leitoyva ulevorche befonov al shoveyu. So Shulchan Aruch Rav is being moisif terminologies and expressions of what you're not allowed to do, and it's going to be very difficult to define in English and in Lashon HaKodesh what each one is and what's awesome and what's mutter. But let's give it a try. Lekal Sibir Dvarim, we appreciate, we understand to praise him, even though somebody does a mitzvah, it's very praiseworthy, but it's not the job of the lever to praise the malveh for this mitzvah. The Rebbeinu will pay him his full schar for mitzvah salvo. But it's not, the Torah says the Levi is not the one who's meant to praise the Malveh for the Alvo. Then the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, Oy lehoidois ulehachzik leitoivo, oy levarachai. So levarachai is also straightforward, not allowed to give him a bracha. It's Mevorah Tosis in Kiddushin, you're not allowed to give a bracha to the Malveh. So the poskim say, you can't say Tiskun Mitzvahs, Yashikicha, these are all brachas, those will not be allowed. Yeah. So the $1 million question is, what about thank you? So there's a Tshuva in Micha Shlema from Shlema Zalman Erba. He seems to say that you're allowed to say thank you, and his cheshman seems to be that that's clear. The lever can't be kofi teva. He has to appreciate what the malveh has done for him. So if that's a chiv of the lever to the malveh to appreciate it, then why can't he express appreciation? So that's Kinnira, the Pesach of Shlomo Zalman. You can say thank you. In the later Madura, it's printed, and it's all printed another sefer, that one of the greatest Talmid Chachamim in town here, Rabbi Yossi Rapport, wrote a letter to Shlomo Zalman. And he asked him from the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Rav. The Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Rav was, you're not allowed to lehoidois ulehachzik leitoivo. He says, you're not allowed to be moide. So, how come Shlomo Zalman say you're allowed to say thank you? And in the Micha Shlomo is printed the reply of Shlomo Zalman back to him. He was chayza. Because of the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Rav, he was chayza. Others for him say, and there's a sefer brought out from the son-in-law of Moshe Shtenbuch, and he quotes there that Rabbi Yossi Rapport himself wrote him a letter to Mechab of the sefer that from Shulchan Aruch Rav Lemaisa is not dafke raya, because the Shulchan Aruch Rav says only lehoidus ulehachzik leitoiva, only both together. If thanking alone was osa, then why does Shulchan Aruch Rav have to be moisa v'lachzik l'teva? And so at the end of the day, what's halacha? Can you say thank you or can you not say thank you? So I'll say what's clear and I'll say what's not clear. Rabbi Eliashiv says that thank you is another way of saying, is another way of not ignoring him. And Rabbi Shtembach also says that thank you just means that you got the money. So that's clear. A type of thank you which is Rabbi Chasvind gave a mosh like this. Don't forget, when we're talking about loans, we're not only talking about somebody who lends his friend £100,000. If you go to your neighbor and borrow a bag of potatoes, there's also a halva, and you also, all the halachas of Rebbe's Devarim apply to the bag of potatoes. But the way it goes is, if you go to the first neighbor and you say, can I borrow a bag of potatoes? And they say no, you say thank you. And you go to the next neighbor, and they say, can I borrow a bag of potatoes? And say yes, and you say thank you, and you walk away. So that thank you wasn't a thank you for the loan. That's just the way people talk. So that thank you is definitely mutter.
Why should you say thank you if he says no? Because
the first name says no. We say thank you for. You're right. There's no reason to thank you.
So you don't say thank you.
You don't. But plenty of people do.
Yeah?
Try out. Next time your neighbor comes to borrow something, say no. Then a minute later, say yes, actually. But see what they reply. So, such a thank you, there's no shaila, it's definitely mutter. The side something which is not the actual avor, but other tirchas involved in the avor, if the malva had to special go to a special tircha to lend him, then you can also say thank you for the tircha. I once said over this halacha to someone. It says nowadays generation think it's a tircha to go on the computer and transfer money. They don't know what standing in a bank means, but I don't think that would be called a tircha to transfer money. So if it's a regular thank you, which doesn't mean specifically for the loan, will definitely be mutter. Thank you for the tircha is also mutter. The question is going to start when there's a big loan involved, and the thank you is more heartfelt. So,
Tiskun
Mitzvah is worse, we said, because Tiskun Mitzvah is already a bracha.
It's like a
standard, you're saying?
Standard,
yeah, Nachanami. If it'll be a standard, it'll take me mutter. Yeah, that's true. So that's clear. Thank you, which is just meant to express that you sent him an email, the transfer came through, thank you. That's just a way of finishing off the sentence. It doesn't mean very much. When you talk face to face and he lent you £100,000 and you say, well, thank you, then it's great, I'm not sure what to say. Put it this way. In the Shulchan Aruch, in the Gemara, says Lehaydim Lei Shalom. What was Lehaydim Lei Shalom? It could be a brocha, could be a thank you. What have you given the malve? It's not clear to me if you've actually given him something or not. The Beis Yosef says that you're not allowed to be noisein chein to the malve for lending. It's hard for me to translate those words in English and to apply it to a thank you.
A good feeling.
So I'll say an interesting character from Rabbi Pinchas Vint. He said like this. We mentioned earlier, Shulchan Aruch Rav says that if you want to borrow money from someone and you don't want to be able to Rebbe's Devarim, so how do you do it? The Moshe Rabbi Pinchas Vint said, somebody came to him and said, I'm going to borrow money from someone or I'm going to pay it back. There's no way I can walk out of there and he's going to lend me £100,000. I'm not going to say something. I'm either Nishka Mensch or I'm going to be able to say Rebbe's Devarim. Tell me what I should say. So he said to him like this. He says, you can thank him, you could talk about the loan. Don't talk about the malve. Don't say that the malve, you're tzaddik, you're v'chulu, the kalse bedvar. But you can say, well, the halva is going to do for you. You can say, imam shishtel me avek, you've put me back into, you give me a new breath of life. Talk about what the halva was. Very good. So the question goes like this. When I'm coming to borrow money from the malve and I'm explaining to him why I need the money and what it's going to do for me, so then we can definitely hear that it's mutter, because at that point he's not getting an or. I'm partially describing to him, if he lends me money, what it's going to do for me. I won't say at that point he's getting an or, then he's got a choice of whether to lend it or not. The question is, when I come to pay him back and I say, you changed my life around, is that mutter? You're giving him a geschmack. Very good. So the Mishnah Tzribis asked this question, or Ben Chazin. Who says you're allowed to express what the Havod did to you? Yeah, okay. So, a year ago, just after Shavuos, I was in America. So I was able to have a few minutes with the Chatz Minyamin. And I asked him this question. Is the Lever allowed to tell the Malve what the loan did to him? Right. See that to me, yeah? The Malve is allowed to know what his Havo helped out the Lever. And he's allowed to get a geschmack from it as well. So what I understood from him was, a Ribbis Tvar means either to give him a Brocha, because that the Lever is giving something to the Malve, or to praise him, because the Torah says, it's not your job to praise the Malve. But for the Malve to lend somebody money, and imagine he's got a good heart, and he gets a geschmack from it, and he enjoys stelling somebody a weg and helping somebody get back into business. There's no issa in that. So, for the same price, the Leve could inform the Malve what the loan did to him, and if the Malve gets a geschmack from that, very good. So what I understood from him was that Ribbis Tvarim doesn't mean that the Malve can't be happy with what he did. It means he can't give him a brocha, he can't praise him. But for the Malve to get a geschmack from helping somebody out, that's no problem. So, Mishnah Tzribis seemingly didn't understand like that. So, L'chera, there's a mocking to make a L'chal HaPochus for the Leve to tell the Malve how the Avo helped him out. Is that okay?
Comes from the Leve.
Yeah, but he's saying the Havo is not, it's poshut from the Havo, from where he helped him out. It's not, it's a very fine line, and I can't say I have it clear.
Is that something to which all the time, without him though?
No, it's definitely mutter. So let's go back to the shailas we started with, and then maybe we'll finish off with one other nekuda. So we started with the shaila, can you say thank you? Discuss what you can say thank you for and what's unclear. Can he inform the Malve every week how much his business is doing? L'chero, they would seem like there'd be a mockum to be made, like he would be allowed to. If somebody would ask, I would understand why they're answering, but it seems to be a mockum to be made. What about, can the Leve tell the Malve how much I really would want to express my appreciation, but the Torah says I'm not allowed to? So, Rabbi Gelber says, have a right from Lavan. Right from Lavan. Hashem came to Lavan. I said to Lavan, Yisham l'cha midabim Yaakov mitoy v'adra. You're not allowed to talk to Yaakov mitoy v'adra. The next day, Lavan came to Yaakov and goes like this. Yes, le'ele odi la'asim machan ro. Be'etzem, I could have heard you. Ve'leki avichem, emesho ma'elai. Hashem said, don't. To mitei v'adra. Vice versa, that's not called saying mitei v'adra. To say that I would have wanted to, but the Rebbe doesn't let me, is not called mitei v'adra. Yeah, that's the question. Can you bring a raya from Lavan? We learn lots of halachas from Lavan. So there are those who ask, but I'm giving them a geshmak, a feeling, because he knows I really want to express my appreciation. But what we said previously, I understand it a bit better. He's not giving you a bracha, because he's saying the Torah doesn't let me give you a bracha. The fact that the Malve knows that the Leve appreciates it, who says that's included in Ribbis Tvarim? So,
we learn from Lavan the Mishnah Pia.
We learn from Lavan that?
Yeah, Klaus Rivka.
Right.
Rashi says,
100%. Yeah, we learn Shav brachas. There's lots of halachas we learn from Lavan. So, that's for the Leve to say, if I would want to say thank you. Now, there are people who are generous and they want to lend people money. And they want to do our pialocha and they have this problem. They lend people money and inevitably the Leve is going to express it one way or another and they don't want to be able to Ribbis Tvarim. Do we have an Eitzah for this Malve? One possible Eitzah would be that he shouldn't lend out himself. He should find somebody to appoint someone to lend out for him and then he won't get the thank you. Another option is he can teach them Hilchos Ribbis. He can say, listen, I'm going to be mzak you with a bit of Talmud Torah. These are the halachas, this way you'll say thank you for, this way you'll not say thank you for, and then you could do a kedosa kedin. You can thank the agent. If he's not the mother, you can thank him. Yeah. There is a Hagos Maimonides who says interesting words that if the loive is machzik tuva to the malve, and the malve is machzik tuva to the loive, it's mutter. The Beisisa is very bothered what exactly this means. What exactly is the malve thanking the loive for? The Beisisa leaves it shver. Okay. The Rambam of the Ramah lends a hold of the Hagos Maimonides. He says, not about Rabbi Stvarim, it's talking about favors people do for each other. So, Mol, I do you this favor, Mol, you do it for me. If you see such a favor which everyone does for everyone, then you're not doing Gemach Masalvo. That's how the Ramah lends Pshan Hagos Maimonides. However, the Marikash on Eilach Reinim, he lends that if the Malve, if only he says the Kula only Bishas Piroin, like we said that Rabbi Stvarim is more Kulatic after you pay back the Choyf, Bishas Piroin has the same halacha as after you pay back the chayv. So if when he pays back the chayv, he's thanked him so much, and the malva thanks him for paying so easily without having to bother him, then it's mutter. What exactly the het is not so clear, but that would be an etzer. If the loiva thanks the malva say, I really appreciate that you paid back the loan and you didn't bother me too much, and hopefully Taka didn't bother him too much, and then that would get out the malva being over on Rebbe's form. So that's the second one, Rebbe's Torah, Sehat Yishma. Hey.